It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Chew on This. We've had so many questions come in from listeners. We're going to devote this entire segment to answering a few of them. If you do have a question you'd like Kim or I to answer, send it to us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio. Kim, this first question is for you. It's Mary McAllister from Boston writes, Kim, I'm confused. Please tell me the difference between plant-based, vegetarian, and vegan diet. Great question. Take that one, Kim. You'll do well there.
Oh, that is a good one. Yeah, so basically, a plant-based, it can be a little broad, but it's basically what I figure the term to be is vegan. That means there's no animal products whatsoever. No meat, no dairy, no chicken, no fish, no eggs, nothing of the sort. Vegetarian, usually it's, I talk to so many people and they've sort of coined their own terms of what a vegetarian is, but I think generally that means that they do partake in dairy, but still there's no meat involved. So, you know, I think there's like lacto-vegetarian, ovo-vegetarian, there's so many different varieties
of
it,
many,
but
yeah.
Generally, yeah, there's a lot out there, but it's generally, you know, plant-based and vegan for me mean the same thing, just omitting any sort of animal products.
Yeah, so vegan could mean stay away from anything that's made from animals, but vegetarian, not so much so. You just don't eat meat, correct? Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Exactly.
It is changing. There's so many subheadings. Okay, we have a question from Richard Thompson in Virginia. Richard writes, Dr. Friedman and Kim, I'm a longtime listener and fan of the show. I've heard how great coconut water is for you, but quite honestly, I hate the taste of it. Are there any alternatives that are just as healthy? Richard, great question. I, too, am not a fan of the taste of coconut water. There, I've said it. I don't drink it. It's also an expensive way to get sodium and potassium, which are really the two primary minerals that are in coconut water. So an alternative that I like that you might consider is cucumber water. You can purchase this at most health food stores now or save money and you can actually make your own. Slice up some cucumbers, put it in your purified water. It's refreshing, pleasant tasting drink, provides vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and it's been known to improve skin appearance, reduces inflammation, detoxify. I mean, so many health benefits. And Richard, if you work out, add a few slices of cucumbers to your water bottle. Cucumbers contain silica, a trace mineral that enhances the health of muscles. Kim, do you have any coconut water alternatives, or are you just a big fan of coconut water?
You know, I actually really do like coconut water, but I don't know too many people that like it for some reason. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of it. I like it fresh, you know, going to Whole Foods, having them cut open that coconut for you. But, you know, what you were saying about the cucumber water, too, every time I go to the gym, 9 times out of 10, they, you know, they usually put fruit in the water dispensers for the guests, but cucumber water is always available. And so that makes sense, too, how it benefits the muscles as well. But I think that is a great, great alternative.
Yeah, and it's also in spas. You see a lot of cucumber water for detox and relaxing. So, yeah, and I love the taste. It's very refreshing. So that's great. We got one from Michelle Thatcher from New York has a question for you, Kim. She says, Kim, I eat healthy, stay trim, and take care of my body. My husband is a fat pig that doesn't give a crap about his health. How can I knock some freaking sense into this hard-headed idiot husband of mine? Kim, if I didn't mention she was from New York, would you guess that?
No.
They tell it like it is. Now, you have a husband that doesn't have the same discipline as you for diet. So any advice for Michelle?
That is funny. Well, I think this woman needs to just take control of a meal, not tell her husband what she's making, make a healthy meal, put it on the table, that's what he's eating, and just start changing his diet by cooking dinner and saying, honey, this is what we're eating tonight, and if you don't like it, too bad for you. No, but, you know, this is how I slid a lot of, you know, my vegan dishes into my family, is I just said, tonight, you know, I'm going to cook tonight, and I wouldn't make a big deal about it or talk about it. I just made dinner. My husband is, you know, from that school of thought that when your wife makes you dinner, you eat everything on your plate. And he's so gracious and generous, and he always liked what I made. But, you know, then after dinner, it's like, wow, what was that? You know, what was that anyway? Didn't know you could do that with tofu, but I think that's the way I got them, is just being in charge of the meals and saying, you know, this is what we're going to eat. I cut up a lot of snacks and make things in the refrigerator so they always had food available, and they loved
it. That makes sense. Kind of mix a little bit, maybe bring them slowly into eating healthy, but that was funny. So hopefully that answers your question, Michelle. Slowly, you know, live by example and just kind of trickle it in there. And Kim, you're also a chef and author of a couple great cookbooks, so here's a question from Sherry in Wisconsin. Are there any health benefits to cooking with wine, or is it just used for taste? Interesting question, and her name is Sherry, which is ironic because it's a question about alcohol.
That's so cute. You know, I have to say, I don't cook with it all that often, but I know my husband does. And my husband is a chef. He's a real chef. I'm just the wannabe chef. He does. He cooks with wine a lot. He cooks with either dry sherry or he uses white wine. And it's fabulous. It's really amazing in dishes. But I personally just, I don't cook with wine too much.
So maybe Sherry should use Sherry. The answer's in her name.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, actually, I'll chime in. Yeah, the thing about wine is 60 to 95% of the alcohol content of wine is removed when you cook it. However, the healthy ingredient in grapes called resveratrol is heat stable, meaning cooking won't affect it. So you actually do get some health benefits from cooking with wine, not as much as when you drink them, but there is still some benefits because heat does not destroy resveratrol. So that's good. Next question is from Danielle, who didn't mention where she's from, but says, Kim, you're a self-proclaimed skinny bitch. Were you always skinny? Great question, Kim. Tell us, is there some secret behind the bitchyhood? Was there obesity in the past?
When I was young, my mom would often take me to the doctor and say, this girl cannot gain a pound if she tried. I was this twig of a kid, and I stayed that way. It's balancing off a little bit now that I'm in my 40s. I don't coin myself so skinny anymore after having a kid and being 46. Metabolism sort of takes its toll on your body, but yes, I was always just tall and skinny, and I was very lucky for that. But like I said, nowadays I'm hitting the gym more often.
More of a challenge, yeah. It becomes more of a challenge,
yeah.
Right? You know, she brings up an interesting question. I know so many vegans that are overweight, Kim, and I think it's a big misconception that once you go vegan, you're destined for weight loss. There's still a lot of unhealthy food choices that vegans need to watch out for, right? Like pasta, sugar-laden food. I mean, just because you're and people go, what? You don't need meat and you're big? It's necessarily always just the animal stuff, correct?
Oh, exactly. You hit the nail on the head. It totally makes sense that, you know, when I first went vegan, I thought, well, I'm just not eating animal products, so, I can eat whatever I want, and I was not eating healthy at all. So it really took me some time to, like, get on that health bandwagon and say, okay, so what are my substitutes? And I need to pay attention to what I'm eating because, you know, potato chips isn't going to cut it. So, you're right. Just because you're vegan doesn't necessarily guarantee you skinniness. Or healthiness.
And not just that, they may be eating healthy, but they're eating stuff that's processed, that even though it doesn't contain meat, that it's got ingredients and chemicals, obesogens they're called. And there's a lot of obesogens, which are chemicals hidden, sometimes not even on the label. So it's really important to eat whole foods and not in a box with a bunch of chemicals that you don't know. So that's great. So, yeah, we had a lot of great questions. And, of course, keep sending them in, and we'll take some time and answer them. And, you know, that's just great. Hopefully that answers everything. We had a few more we just didn't have time to get to. Maybe we'll grab them next time, because there are some good ones coming in as I speak. So that's great. So that concludes another edition of Chew on This. And of course, for all the latest from Kim, you want to be sure to visit her website, healthybitchdaily.com. And you can stay current with my happenings at drdavidfriedman.com. And we both have blogs. We have interesting factoids and articles and interviews. So come join us. We are your dynamic duo of due diligence. Join us next time as we help you digest the latest headlines. Stay tuned and stay well.